Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pete Sepp is our guest, our good friend, National Taxpayers Union President, NTU.org. Pete, tell us about it.
We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded all the way back in 1969 to work for lower, fairer taxes, reduced and controlled federal spending, and accountability from public officials at all levels.
And, folks, I started broadcasting my show 22 years ago this week, and I got the NTU on here to be part of my programming as soon as possible. And so they've been with me since the first year, and Pete's been right here an abiding supporter of all the things we do on the show. But when he's not here, he's busting his backside for you out there trying to minimize the tax impact on us from Washington and also from the state level. What's the big news from Washington that we need to know about right now, Pete?
One of the best pieces of news is coming out of the Trump administration, which hasn't always been even-keeled on policy, but this one is fantastic. On October 9th, the administration issued executive orders that finally tackle the problem of unpublished informal guidance. Now, people might say, what the heck is all of this? What
Pete, my audience knows what guidance is. You know why? Because we know Wayne Cruz, who calls it dark matter, regulatory dark matter. You know Wayne.
And, That's right.
Yeah, no, we know all about guidance. Go ahead now.
And the important part is that these executive orders are finally going to put a stop to agencies relying on guidance rather than formal public rulemakings for enforcement purposes. You know the stories of small businesses getting harassed by things like menu regulations or EPA rules that aren't really rules. They are guidance.
Well, you mean like American Damplands?
Yes.
Not wetlands,
exactly.
Folks. Not we're not talking about wetlands. We're talking about Damplands.
That's right.
It's just a puddle. Under the Obama administration, a puddle could be, you could get in trouble for doing something wrong to a puddle. Anyway, I'm being a little facetious. No, the guidance, I've had a new appreciation for the concept of guidance in the last year or two. It's increasingly evident to me how the deep state is not just part of the Washington regime. It's actually getting out. It's actually part of the impact on small businesses. And this is regardless of who's in Congress, who's in the White House, these regulators put out this guidance, as you talk about it, or a memorandum or an email, for God's sake, and all of a sudden that's the law of the land. They act like it's the law of the land, don't they, Pete?
Yeah, they do. And this executive order that the president has issued is saying, number one, you're going to have to catalog all of this guidance and put it in some kind of form that people can read. Number two, you can't do this outside of a public comment process. You've got to give people notice. Number three, you've got to give people a petition process before enforcing any of this guidance so they can challenge it. I mean, these are revolutionary ideas for Washington, D.C. It's basic fairness in the rest of the world. But here in Washington, this is a pretty big deal. If we implement this properly, we could finally start to turn back some of these deep state regulations and informal regulations that they use against small businesses.
Well, the thing that was going to recategorize the whole thing was going to recategorize who an employee was. That was just a memorandum. That wasn't a law at the end of the Obama administration. That was just a memorandum. And all of a sudden, everybody acted like it was the new law of the land, and half of Congress hadn't even heard of it.
That's right. I mean, when members of Congress don't know that the executive branch is enforcing these kinds of policies, how are small business owners going to know? It's ridiculous.
Well, this is the kind of thing, folks, when I talk about Pete and others that are up there, you know who they are because they're on this show. The people who are Pete's their partners in this fight. When we talk about these things getting accomplished, like this executive order, that's because of the pressure and the illumination that people like the National Taxpayers Union and others are shining on this and getting people to take some action. I'll tell you something, warts and all, this kind of abatement of this bad behavior by Trump is one of his best accomplishments, isn't it? This isn't the only time he's done this.
It certainly is. Right. I mean, he has done a lot in this area to try to roll back the regulatory state, and not just roll it back, but make it more accountable going forward. The problem is we're racing against time here. Whether the president is one term or two terms, it's going to take a while for these kinds of executive orders to seep into the bureaucratic culture. That always takes
An executive order only lasts as long as the executive, right, Pete? And so we got to get this in the law, not just in some kind of document out there. We got to make it constitutional, don't we?
Constitutional or at least statutory.
Yeah,
that would be helpful.
It's going to take too many funerals to get it into the deep state, Pete. Our retirements. Hey, Pete, good job today. Thank you for 22 great years. Come back soon.
I absolutely will. Congratulations.
Thanks, Pete. NTU.org, folks. Check them out. They can use your support, financial and otherwise. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.